राधे 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 गोविंद, हे राधे गोविंद जय राधे गोविंद, बोलो हे हे, राधे गोविंद जय राधे गोविंद, हे राधे 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 गोविंद, हे राधे गोविंद जय राधे गोविंद, हे राधे गोविंद जय राधे गोविंद, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हे राधे 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 गोविंद, राधे राधे गोविंद, हे राधे 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 गोविंद, हे राधे गोविंद जय राधे गोविंद, हे राधे गोविंद जय राधे गोविंद, हे राधे गोविंद जय राधे गोविंद।
श्री राधा गोकुल नंद की, सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान की, जगत गुरु श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। जय राधा गोकुल नंद बोल, जय जय राधा गोकुल नंद बोल, बोलो जय जय राधा रमण हरि बोल, जय जय राधा रमण हरि बोल, जय जय राधा माधव बोल, जय जय राधा माधव बोल, हरि बोल, जय जय राधे गोविंद बोल, जय जय राधे गोविंद बोल, जय जय राधा श्याम सुंदरी बोल, जय जय राधा श्याम सुंदर बोल, जय जय राधा रमण हरि 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 बोल, जय जय राधा जय जय राधा गोकुल नंद बोल, जय जय राधा गोकुल नंद बोल। जय राधा गोकुल नंद, राधा गोकुल नंद राधे राधे। जय राधा गोकुल नंद, राधा गोकुल नंद राधे राधे। जय सीता राम लक्ष्मण हनुमान, जय सीता राम लक्ष्मण हनुमान। जय गौर निताई, गौर निताई, गौर निताई, जय गौर निताई। जय गौर निताई, गौर निताई, गौर निताई, जय गौर निताई। जय जय प्रभुपाद, 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 प्रभुपाद। तै गौर हरि बोल, हरि बोल, हरि बोल, गौर हरि बोल। गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिभाज आचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की, भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी ठाकुर शिल प्रभुपाद की, श्री श्री राधा गोकुलानंद की, सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान की जय, श्री श्री गौर निताई की जय, कृष्ण बलराम की जय, जय श्री मधुर वृंदावन धाम की जय, जय श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय, जगन्नाथ बलराम सुभद्रा महारानी की जय, जय श्री मायापुर नवद्वीप धाम की जय, कृष्ण बलराम की जय, जय श्री श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय, जय श्री भक्ति वेदांत मैनर धाम की जय, हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय, गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि बोल। ऑल ग्लोरी टू एवरीबॉडी, ऑल ग्लोरी ऑल ग्लोरी टू श्री गुरु गौरांग श्रील प्रभुपाद। नमस्ते नरसिंहाय, प्रह्लाद लाद दाय,
ओ हारमोनियम उठा के दो,
प्रह्लाद लाद दाय ने हिरण्यकशिपुर्वक्ष हिरण्यकशिपुर्वक्ष शिलाटङ्कनखानये इतो नरसिंह परतो नरसिंह इतो नरसिंह परतो नरसिंह यतो यतो यामित तो नरसिंह बही नरसिंह हृदय नरसिंह बही नरसिंह हृदय नरसिंह
नरसिंहमदिं शरणं प्रपदे नरसिंहमदिं शरणं प्रपदे तब कर कमल बरे नाखा अद्भुत सिंगा दलिता हिरण्यकशिपुर तन भेंगा केशव धीता नरहरि रूप जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे तब कर कमल बरे नखा जया नरसिंह देव जय नरसिंह देव जय प्रह्लाद महाराज जय प्रह्लाद महाराज हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे हरे
सभी लोग बोलिए तालियां बजाइए हरि बोल
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे राम 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Ram Ram Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, everybody. Okay, let's try again. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna.
Krishna
Krishna. Hare Hare.
Hare,
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So just before we welcome Gogopal Das Prabhuji, I'll ask Shri Dhamma to I'll ask a few words and Shri Dhamma can introduce Gogopal. Since we have so many people who want to come inside the temple room, there's lots of space here, but somehow or the other, everyone else being kept outside. So firstly, before we can start this evening, could I please ask everybody to just come forward? Everybody come forward. Yes, forward means that you come forward. Yes, come in the front. That is the meaning of forward, I believe. Yes, very good. If we all come forward, then you can also forward in your spiritual life, and you can make space for others to also come forward in their spiritual life by coming and participating in this katha in the temple room. Yeah? Okay. Yes? And Prabhuji, Sundarananda Prabhu, if we can leave that doorway clear, because if there's an emergency, we would have a problem since we are blocking that doorway. Yeah? Please. Okay, thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Shri Rama Prabhu.
If we get one chair, we can put it there for him. It'll be better. Let's leave it there. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So a really warm welcome once again. And to this Bhagavad Katha and this evening, obviously, we are going to conclude. And what is the pastime we're all talking about, everyone? Ambarish Maharaj, that's correct. So we're going to, and he left you on a cliffhanger, as we said yesterday. And he said, tune in tomorrow. So all those that are tuning in this evening on the net as well, welcome to all of you as well. Gogopal Prabhu has been busy this morning in a whole group of seminars. He's speaking, of course, tonight. And then he'll be speaking tomorrow in the Chaitanya Charitamrita class as well, 7:30 to 9. And tomorrow evening, to conclude the Bhagavad Katha, we'll be having kirtan and bhajans from 7:30 to 9:30. So Gogopal Prabhu will be joining us for that as well. So if you want to conclude everything, then tomorrow is a great evening to conclude everything in the evening. Today, as I said, is a very auspicious day. It's Ekadashi. Ekadashi. So Ekadashi is a good day to hear the Bhagavat. So this is the best day, Ekadashi, Dwadashi. These are all wonderful days to hear the Srimad Bhagavat. So we're going to conclude on a very auspicious day. And finally, of course, the prasad will be served at from 9 o'clock onwards. The katha will go till quarter past 9, 20 past 9, depending how he is, to conclude on everything. And then we'll request His Grace Agni Dev Prabhu to lead us in kirtan. Once again, thank you very much for being with us. And just on a final note, yesterday I spoke about the fact that we're all trying to talk at the back there because we can't all fit into one room. We will not have that problem with the ladies arguing why we're not fitting in one room in a couple of years. Because with everyone's help, we can put the Shri Krishna Haveli together, and that will fit up to 1,000 people in one large hall, and we have two of them. So we can have a very big Bhagavad Katha. So after the inspiration a lot of people got yesterday, and myself and Pranamanda, we were in the reception, I want to thank the six individuals that came forward yesterday, because I spoke about that we need just over 200 families that will give £4 a day for 10 years. In essence, it's £15,000, whichever way you want to give it, over 10 years. So £4 a day is really what it comes to. So there were six families who came forward yesterday and said, yes, why not? We commit to everything. We invest to everything. Why not to this? So let's have a round of applause for all of them. Wonderful. And all of them said, we are signing, but we will sign tomorrow because it's Ekadashi. So they've all come and they're all signing their forms. Why six? We have so many people here. Why don't we have 60 tonight? 60 people on an auspicious day when the Bhagavad Katha is finishing. What a tremendous way that we can offer something to Krishna and offer something to the future generations as an investment. We may not be able to come here every day. We may not be able to go out. We may not be having the time to do anything. But here's the one thing we can do, we know, which will leave a legacy for future generations. And can you imagine when your children, grandchildren, and other relatives, they come in that hall in the future and they look at the name and they think, our parents, they came forward when it was needed so that our tradition can have greater strength and we can have that education. So myself, Pranamanda, will be in the reception after 9 o'clock and we'll look forward to those 60 families coming forward on that Ekadashi. Hare Krishna. Hare. With three loud Hari Bols, let's welcome Gaur Gopal Prabhu. Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol! And it's been tremendous because I was just saying that I have never seen people and other devotees ever come for four consecutive days to the temple. Ever. Quite amazing. I'm looking at some of the faces and they would never be here for four consecutive days. So you have pulled all those individuals to hear the Bhagavad Gita and hopefully they'll make it for the final day for the Kirtan as well. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Banachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava. Kunj Bihari. Jayo Radha Madhava Kunj Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Yashodanandana Vraja Janaranjana. Yashodanandana Vraja Janaranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Shri Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Srila Prabhupada. Nithai Gaur Haribol, 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 Gaur Haribol.
Jai Om Vishnupad Paramhamsa Parivrajakacharya Ashtotar Shatashri Shrimadas Divine Grace Abhay Charanarvinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर गोस्वामी महाराज शिल प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। जय रूप सनातन भट्ट रघुनाथ श्री जीव गोपाल भट्ट दास रघुनाथ छठ गोस्वामी प्रभुगण की जय। श्री श्री ब्रह्म मध्व गौड़ीय गुरु शिष्य परंपरा आचार्य वृंद की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड श्री गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। ब्रजभूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय। द्वारका मथुरापुरी धाम की जय। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। श्री श्री जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा महारानी की जय। मायापुर नवद्वीप धाम की जय। गंगा मैया की जय। यमुना मैया की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। कृष्ण भक्ति प्रदायिनी श्रीमती तुलसी महारानी की जय। कलियुग पावन श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। श्री श्री गौरनिताय की जय। श्री श्री राधा गोकुलानंद भगवान की जय। श्री सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान जी की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवत महापुराण की जय। भक्ति वेदांत मैनर धाम की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। All glories, all glories, all glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gaurang. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam namaskrityam naram chaiva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपा तमहं वंदे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारणं श्री चैतन्य ईश्वरं परमानंदमाधवं। नमः विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे सर्वशास्त्राब्धि पीयूष सर्ववेदैक सत्फल सर्वसिद्धान्तरत्नाढ्य सर्वलोकैकदृक्प्रद सर्वभागवत प्राण श्रीमद्भागवतं प्रभो कलिध्वान्तोदितादित्य श्रीकृष्ण परिवर्तित योऽन्तः प्रविश्य मम वाचम् इमां प्रसूप्तां सञ्जीवयत्यखिलशक्तिधरस्वथाम्न अन्यांश्च हस्तचरणश्रवणत्वगादीन् प्राणान्नमो भगवते पुरुषाय तुभ्यम् हरे कृष्ण Hare Krishna, thank you.
What did you say?
Hare Krishna. So welcome all of you for the concluding session of our Bhagavad Katha. It is said in many other Bhagavad Kathas which happen outside and everywhere in India that we never end the Bhagavad Katha. We only pause the Bhagavad Katha. We should never end speaking and hearing the glories of the Supreme Lord from this great literature, the Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, there is no question of ending. We can only pause till we meet for the Bhagavad Katha the next time in the Shri Krishna Haveli. We can only pause. But until then, for now, we will pause it and give a concluding note to the katha that we are talking about. Srila Prabhupada has been very kind to us in giving us the Srimad Bhagavatam in the English language. Srimad Bhagavatam wasn't easily available in the bygone ages, a couple of decades back as well, till Srila Prabhupada gave his commentary, his purport, to this pristine, pure Sanskrit shlokas of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Sanskrit is an alien language, not just to the world, even in India today. A lot of people don't understand or speak Sanskrit. And therefore it was indeed Srila Prabhupada's compassion and his kindness and his grace upon the world that painstakingly, sitting in the night, from about 10, half 10, till 4 in the morning, when there was no disturbance. In the night, Srila Prabhupada very painstakingly translated the Srimad Bhagavatam and gave his commentary to this book, referring to many, many great saints and many, many great gurus and acharyas from the different Vaishnava and Krishna traditions. He referred to all of these books and sifted all the... There's nothing non-essential, but brought out what is really important to be presented to the world at large. So we can never thank Srila Prabhupada enough for his magnanimous contribution of this incredibly munificent literature, the Srimad Bhagavatam, which has given to the world as a panacea for all issues and problems that we go through. And therefore Srila Prabhupada never travelled the world for vacations. We all always want a break and a vacation, isn't it? One lady went to a doctor and the doctor told her that if she has to put her health in place, she has to go for a holiday. So she came back and she told her husband, doctor has said that if I have to put my health in place, you have to go for a holiday. Where shall we go, honey? So the husband said, I don't know. So she said, shall we go to New Zealand? Husband was quiet. Shall we go to America? Husband was quiet. Shall we go to Goa in India? Husband was quiet. You tell, where shall we go? The husband said, we'll go to another doctor for a second opinion. You know, who's the doctor who's saying that you need to go for a holiday to fix your health in place? You know, Srila Prabhupada never traveled overseas for a holiday, circled the globe 14 times, never made himself a victim of jet lag, just sat there, you know, in the night to translate the Srimad Bhagavatam. And when he came overseas, as he was in Shantipur with one of the devotees in Shantipur, close to Mayapur, West Bengal, where Lord Chaitanya came, someone asked Srila Prabhupada, Swamiji, we have heard that you are going overseas. Srila Prabhupada said, I am not going overseas. The Srimad Bhagavatam is going overseas and I am simply carrying the Srimad Bhagavatam. I am simply a servant of the Srimad Bhagavatam, carrying it overseas. I am not the one who is traveling overseas to bring a revolution. The Bhagavat will bring revolution. Tirelessly, this most compassionate saintly Acharya, Srila Prabhupada, traveled all over to bring the spiritual culture to the world. Here in England, one reporter in London came and said to Srila Prabhupada, Swamiji, why have you come to London? Srila Prabhupada said, you here in this country came to India and you took away everything from us. But you forgot to take one thing very special, our spiritual culture. I have come here to give you freely what you forgot to take. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada was traveling all across the globe, bringing this culture. Every morning in his ISKCON temples, he instituted this discipline of having katha on the Srimad Bhagavatam. In ISKCON, we don't do 7 days or 8 days katha. We do all through the year, we do katha. Every morning, the Srimad Bhagavatam is discussed because we know the power, the importance of this literature, the Srimad Bhagavatam. All we need to do is stay awake and listen to it. And staying awake in katha is the greatest task. When it's Bahubali, everyone's awake. When it's Rais or Kang Dangal, everyone's awake. When it's Kabil, oh, One lady was asking the husband, hum Kabil dekhne chale? Husband said, main utna rais nahi hu. And she said, to hum rais dekhne chale? Said, main utna kamil nahi hu. Bachcho ne dono ke beech mein dangal dekh liya ghar mein. Attention to spiritual subject matters naturally brings about inertia. When there is attraction to gossip, attraction to the material subjects of this world, we are alert. But we don't have that alertness to spiritual subject matters because our conditioning has become to just give attention to the things of this world. And when we talk about the things of that world, hey, come on, give me a break. You know? Therefore, one time Srila Prabhupada was giving a talk, his closed eyes, all his devices, American, European disciples sitting in front of him, Prabhupada closed eyes and he said, so, actually, in this Hare Krishna movement, everything is going on by Krishna's mercy. And then he opened his eyes and saw everyone sleeping. And then he said, and that is a fact, that everything is going on by Krishna's mercy. Doesn't look like by yours, everyone's sleeping here, you know. Therefore, there is a tremendous inertia that comes during japa and katha. One guy was telling me, Swamiji, your Hare Krishna mantra is so powerful. So powerful. For 20 years I am suffering from insomnia, solved. As soon as I pick the mala and Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I go up. You should come and see the battlefield in the morning in the temple. Where everyone's like, Hare Krishna. In different states of samadhi. they are chanting Hare Krishna. I'll tell you, this is no joke. This is a real story from Bombay. Yeah? One guy who's a devotee, young student studying in university. So it seems during Japa, and when our devotees sleep during Japa, they wake them up. So you know, the guy sitting, Hare Krishna, he does that. So this guy was in university, sitting in the first row, the first bench, under the professor's nose. And he fell asleep right there. So the professor, in order to wake him, he was under, right under the professor. Like if you sleep under Katha, well, I won't, don't worry. I know you wouldn't. The professor, right in front of the professor, the professor woke him up. As the professor woke him up and said, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. He's so used to that when someone makes this, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So he's just so conditioned. The professor said, what? What are you saying? You know, it's so hilarious how things can be. All we need to do is give our attention to this most magnanimous avatar. When Krishna comes as a fish, he's called Matsyavatar. When Krishna comes as a tortoise, he's called Kurmavatar. When he comes as a boar, he's called as Varaha. When he comes as half man, half lion, he's called Narasimha. When he comes in the form of his names, he's called Namavatar. And when he comes in the form of a book, is called Granthavatar. The Srimad Bhagavatam is not a book. The Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna. Don't you ever think that this is book with some ink and paper. This book is Shri Krishna Parivartita. Krishna has returned back again in this world in the form of this book, so that we can access His grace, we can access His presence, and all we need to do is just be a little alert. And I must tell you, all of you have been an amazing Shrota Varga audience. I don't see too many people sleeping. Well, actually, I don't see anyone sleeping. You know, it's quite amazing to sit here from the Vyasasan because you get a full glance, you know, who's doing what. It's quite amazing. So thank you all very much for enthusing. I don't think I'm saying anything, and I don't think I deserve to say anything. I'm too small a person, too fallen a person. But when the audience is very eager to hear, Krishna can speak through the nastiest person something of value. So if something of value has come, it's because of your eagerness. And if any fault has come, it is because of my nastiness, for which I apologize. But thank you all very much for being a very eager, keen, enthusiastic Shrota Varga, as they say, giving keen attention to these messages of Srimad Bhagavat. So on the first day we heard about the character of Maharaj Ambarish, and yesterday we heard about the culture of Maharaj Ambarish. Yesterday we heard how when Ambarish had broken that fast, you know, with water, taking water is like eating and not eating simultaneously. Durvas Muni, who had gone to the river Yamuna to bathe, had come to know by his mystic abilities, and he had rushed towards where Ambarish Maharaj was in a fit of rage. He was outraged, furious. He had felt disrespected. He had felt let down only for one thing. That man hadn't even wanted to take any water. Just because it was his tithi, his time was passing by to conclude his vrat, do paran for his vrat, had he taken it. And just a few drops, he hadn't even taken a bottle of Buxton sparkling water. He'd just taken still water, not even mineral water. He's taken a couple of drops to just conclude on his vrat. But Durvas was incensed. Angered like an... This was not the first time that Durvas was angry. His track record was like that. So when you have guests who have a bad track record, beware. When you have Atithi who have a track record of doing things like this, we have to be a little cautious. This Durvas, he had come to Dwarka to meet Lord Shri Krishna. And Lord Krishna, according to the culture of Atithi
dharma had treated him so absolutely amazingly and had given him such kindness, love and hospitality. But this man was a demanding guest. One day he said, "Hey, look, I want to eat sweet rice today. You understand? I want kheer." Got guests who are demanding. They come and say, "This today you make this come." How can you, God, you come to someone else's home? How can you be demanding all these things? He said, "I want sweet rice, kheer." Krishna said, "Okay." He got sweet rice made and Krishna personally brought the pot of sweet rice to serve it to Durvasa. And as he was just about to take the ladle and serve it, Durvasa said, "Stop! Before you serve me the sweet rice, I want you to bathe with the sweet rice in this pot. Pour all the sweet rice on your body, the kheer on your body. And only when your body is completely covered with sweet rice, then will I taste the sweet rice." What kind of a guest is that? Imagine you make porridge for breakfast for the guest. And the guest says, "First take the porridge and smear it all over your face, then serve it to me." What kind of a guest is that? All kind of unreasonable demands. Of course, nowadays guests don't demand such unreasonable things. You say, "Will you take porridge?" As soon as the guest asks, "Porridge, no. Would you like to take some water?" "No. What do you want, sir?" "Give me the Wi-Fi password." Today's hospitality means Wi-Fi password. You don't give them food, nothing, no problem. Just give them Wi-Fi password, they'll forget eating. Prasad time, don't worry, Facebook, Twitter. So much into the social media and internet age, God. Lord Krishna went to the extent of taking the pot of sweet rice to satisfy his atithi and started pouring the sweet rice on him. Oh, Krishna is so amazing. And as he started pouring the sweet rice on himself, his entire body got covered. But when you bathe yourself with the sweet rice and he's standing on the floor, the only place where the kheer doesn't reach is the soles of your feet, right? And this man, Krishna, then after bathing, he starts serving. He said, "Stop! Stop there! I'm not going to eat this." He said, "I just did what you said. Poured all the kheer on me." He said, "No. You didn't pour kheer on the soles of your feet. Therefore, I curse you." What did he do? What did he do? He said, "I curse you that when you have to end your pastimes in this world, when you leave this world, you leave this world by an arrow being hit on the sole of your foot." And this is why even when you go to Prabhas Kshetra today, there is a place of Lord Krishna's departure. Of course, Krishna never dies or leaves. But when he finishes his earthly pastime, there's a reason he has to go back. And he uses these kind of curses to leave this world. And that wasn't enough. One time he came to Dwarka. Krishna was already married to Rukmini. And Krishna went and said, "Please come home for lunch after all of this." Anyone dares to call a guest like that? Raise your hand. Raise your hand who curse you to die when you charge your iPhone under the bed, the iPhone will kill you when you get the golden spark. Kiss curse. Now that's these days you have to get curses like these, you know, that the iPhone charger will burn you to death. Who will do all of these things? He came again. And Krishna went and said, "Please come home for lunch, Durvasji, Munivar, Maharaj, Swamiji." What kind of Swamiji? "Come home for lunch." And Durvas Muni said, "Well, yeah, I can. But I need a chariot to go to your palace." "Sir, oh yeah, the chariot's right there. We'll take you. I'll ride the chariot, don't worry." "Sir, no. Take all the horses away. And you and Rukmini should be like the animals dragging the chariot to your palace. Only then will I come to your home palace for lunch." Krishna said, "Okay." He looked to Rukmini, "Okay?" Rukmini said, "Ave, tame to promised api ne kine ave hu su karu ave javanu javu padse ave ave karu padse tame aapka promise api na kine emaj keche ne Am I correct? Said, okay, we'll go. So Krishna and Rukmini yoked themselves to the chariot. And they started pulling. And he was using the whip. Durvas was using the whip to beat Krishna and Rukmini, saying, go fast. Go fast. And then at a point of time, Rukmini was so exhausted. She was so exhausted, so thirsty. He just hinted to Krishna, Krishna, I'm really thirsty. So Krishna right there pushed his toe into the ground. And Bhagirathi, Ganga, came out of that place and went straight into the mouth of Rukmini. And a thirst, she couldn't even bring her hands off. So she just opened her mouth and drank the water. And this incensed Durvasa again. You didn't take permission from me to give her water? I curse you both. God, this man. God, this gentleman, Durvasa. He said, I curse you both that you will be separated from each other. And therefore, if you go to Dwarka today, Dwarkadhish's temple and Rukmini's temple are two different places. Rukmini, Dwarkadhish together are only in ISKCON. In Dwarka, they're not together. They're separate. Two different temples. And he said, this pot where you made this offense of giving her water without asking me, I curse this pot will never have any water to drink. So several hundred miles around that Rukmini's temple, it's all barren land, no water to drink. And if you go to that temple, the service the pujari will ask you to do is sponsor water for all the residents around. That is a charity they ask for you there. Water's charity in that area. This gentleman was here now. In front of Maharaj, I just gave you the background of what kind of man, what you could expect to come now. Here was he standing in front of Ambarish, angered, outraged, absolutely mad. And when one is angry, you know what it is. How many of you been angry? Anyone here angry? Or you only play Angry Birds? And if you're angry, you know when you're angry? Some people just swallow. They don't have a choice. They can't express because whom can you express to? One guy came, you know, and he was telling his father, Papa, Papa, I got a role to play in a drama in school. The father said, what role, son? Said, the role of a husband. Father said, go and tell your teacher to give a role with some dialogues, you know. You get a role of a husband, you know, go tell her to give a dialogue. What are you going to be doing, playing the role of a husband, silent and not speaking at all? Sometimes you can't speak, you know. To keep peace going at home, sometimes the husband has to keep quiet. Sometimes the wife has to keep quiet. When anger comes, if you don't swallow that bitter pill, God, every day is Kurukshetra at home. Brahmastra, Varunastra. She says, Brahmastra. She says, what? I have Indra's weapon. Every day can be a problem. The one worst thing that happens when the head is angered is we start hurling abusive words. Has any of you, in a state of anger, said something unpleasant or unbecoming to someone which you regretted later? Shouldn't have said this. Shouldn't have yelled and shouted like that, isn't it? Durvasa just started yelling at him all kinds of abusive words. He said, you are Nrishamsa, one of the most cruel person on planet. Cruel? Cruel? This man has treated him with such hospitality and all he has done is taken 3 drops of water to conclude his work. He's cruel? What kind of unreasonable guy this guy is? You are Nrishamsa, cruel. You are Shriyon Matta, intoxicated by your opulence and wealth. You are that egomaniac. You think you're a king. You think you're so wealthy. You think you're this. You think you're that. Shriyon Matta, Shriyase Unmatta. Intoxicated by your wealth and opulence, you cruel fellow, egomaniac, you know. And then he said, you are an abhakta. You think you are a devotee of Krishna? My God.
I described on day one that Ambarish's devotion to the Lord was so deep and profound that to no other devotee I know, maybe there is somewhere in the Puranas, to no other devotee I know anywhere in the scripture did the Lord personally send his Sudarshan Chakra and kept it there for his protection. And is calling him an abhakta, a non-devotee, and said, "You are Ishamaninaha. You think you are a controller. You think you are the boss. You think you are this. You think you are that." Any of you heard that kind of language at home? What do you think of yourself? What do you think of yourself? You're the boss of the home? Get out of here. When you go to New York, if any of you have ever known New York language, I spent time in New York. So when you go to New York, it's one very, very typical New Yorker line. They're wild. They don't see who it is. They'll say, "Get out of here, man. Just get out of here, man." I got it from one devotee. One devotee told me this. "Get out of here, man." So I said, "No one in my life has said that to me." The devotee said, "No, this is no problem. It's normal, Prabhu. It's out of love. Don't worry." But love is telling me, "Get out of here, man." Can you imagine this? Hare Krishna. We should always remember one thing. When anger surfs up into the head and the temperature rises, we all boil at different degrees actually. Our boiling points are different. We're different people, different things make them boil. When our head boils, we should just remember one thing. When our head boils and we are angry, the tongue starts working faster than the mind. We don't process our thoughts. Without processing, we say it. Therefore, when the head is hot, we should be quiet. Not speak when the head is hot. Never. Because when the head is hot, we'll end up saying things which are unpleasant and unbecoming. The best way to save ourselves of a lot of trouble is to just keep quiet in that moment. And if you can't keep quiet, then leave the place. Just leave the place so that you don't have to say what you're going to feeling inside. I've always said, therefore, don't express your anger. Explain your anger. And in order to explain, the head has to be cool. Give some time. Just give some time. In that little time, a lot can change. Our mindset can change. And even if we have to talk, we can coolly sit and discuss. You know, in an issue, when we're shouting, the issue is only 10%. 90% is the wrong tone of voice. That's about it. Durvasa was shouting at Ambarish, "You are Nishamsa, you are Shriyonmatta, you are Abhakta, you are Ishamanina." Kept saying all of these things and it didn't end there. Anger comes in the form of words, but many times anger comes in the form of actions. And when it comes in the form of action, these guys, domestic violence, how can anyone do that? Whatever may happen, whatever may come through, to respect someone's dignity, so many ladies in the world, for no fault of theirs, have to be a subject to so much abuse because of the crazy, wild anger of their spouses. I can't handle it. Women have to be treated with so much dignity, with so much respect. They're the mothers of society. You know, Draupadi was treated badly, you know what happened. Sita was treated badly, you know what happened. You give a woman, a man gives a woman a seed, she'll give back a child. Give a woman a house, she'll give back a home. Give a woman grains, she'll give back a meal. She'll always give the man twice of what he has given. Therefore, give her tears and she'll drown you in an ocean of tears. Not because she wants to, but just because the world works like that. You know, can you imagine? Words are words, but action? When anger translates into action and violence, One man was shouting at his wife, you know.
Said, you better behave yourself properly, you understand? You understand, yeah? You behave properly. Don't bring the animal out of me, yeah? She said, who's scared of a mouse anyway? Shut up. Oh, sorry about that. Hare Krishna.
Oh, Krishna, you know what this gentleman Durvas did? He had jata. You know what jata is? Matted hair locks. And they're really hard. I remember once I was in Chowpatty, I was going for a preaching program by train. Local trains in Mumbai can be so crowded. I'd gone to a university program. And when I returned, and at the station that I got down at, I was just walking by the station and the train moved off. And on my heart, in front of Prabhupada and the deities. I'll never forget that day in my life. Someone from inside the train, as the train's moving, now I can't do anything because the train's moving. Someone from inside the train pulled my shikha. Got so hard. So hard. I've been attacked many times like this. In India, can you believe this? Someone pulled my shikha so hard. Such a pain. Such a pain. And I come from a Jain family. In Jain families, when someone takes to monkhood, they have to pull out each of their hair as an austerity. You don't know what it means when you pluck that hair. But this guy was so incensed, so angry, that pain was nothing for him. He just plucked out from his jata, from his matted hair locks, a bunch of hair. Out of great anger and fury, and looked at Ambarish and put that hair, put it on him down there. Out of his mystic power, through this hair, he had created a demon. A demon to attack and kill Ambarish. For what? For what? For drinking 3 drops of water? 3 drops of water, you create a demon to kill you? Can you imagine that? You know, we can hear, I was being chased by a goon, you know. It was dark in the night, massive rainfall, clouds in the sky. And I'm running for my life. This guy's chasing me with a knife in his hand, a dagger in his hand. As I'm running for my life, we entered into a slum and there's 3 or 4 guys, they're suffering from some epidemic. They were vomiting chunks of flesh all over the place. Running over there and I don't know what to do. This guy's just running after me. And I came to a dead end. A wall. What do you do? The guy's right behind you. And I started walking up, somehow trying to climb the wall, somehow get there, looking behind. This guy's just right there behind. And you get on top of the wall and you see the other side is the ocean. I don't know how to swim. And then there's a guy, there's a dead body lying in that ocean. His eyes popped out like that. And I got out of my dream. Everyone's thinking, my God, Prabhuji is so brave, huh? I will never forget this dream of mine. There's a drug that I'm allergic to. It's called ofloxacin, oflox family. Anytime I take ofloxacin, I get these kind of hallucinations and nightmares. So the first time I'd taken it, I'd got this massive nightmare and sweating and got up in the night. A dream can scare us. How many of you are feeling what's going to happen, man? Can you imagine a real person there to kill Ambarish? Don't imagine. I don't think any of you have ever gone through a situation like that when there's such a massive life threat to you for no reason, for some petty issues. And why was he so angry? Why are you so angry? Why are we getting worked up with trivia?
Why are we getting worked up with those insignificant, non-essentials in life? He said this and she said this and he did this and he did that. Why are we wasting our precious life, human energy and mind space in harboring this destructive, negative emotion, anger? Why? Why are we harboring this? Why was Durvasa so angry? Why was he so wild at Ambarish? Well, simple. Ego. If there's one thing that gets hurt and angry, it's when the ego is hurt. How many of you men expect that your wife respects you? God, this Hare Krishna movement has done something to you guys. Everyone saying Trinadapi Sunichena, Tarorapi Sahishnuna, be humble than a blade of grass, tolerant than a tree, ready to offer all respect and no respect in return. Hare Krishna. Do you all respect? Expect respect? How many of you ladies expect that your husbands don't cheat on you? Now better raise your hands otherwise. Better raise your hands or otherwise your husband is watching. Well, she's not raising. Okay, I can go, you know. Yeah, no problem. No problem. Only one man was asking his wife, how many wives did Dasharath Maharaj have in Ramayana? He said, three. What are their names? Kausalya, Sumitra, Kaikeyi. So he said, he had three. I only have you, right? So I can get two more, no? No problem. So then she asked, how many husbands does Draupadi have in the Mahabharata? Discussion ended there. There is no question of any discussion after that. We all expected to be treated rightly. And if we are not treated rightly, what's the big deal if someone says something? Is it killing you? No. Is it finishing your life? No. Is it helping you grow if you take it rightly? Yes. Why are we so incensed? Because the ego is hurt very badly. Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Dev, Krishna, who came 500 years back, taught us, Amanina Manadena. Amanina, not to look for respect, but to give respect. When we look for respect, not everyone's going to respect us for some reason. The world is not created to respect us. Don't think every person in the world was tailor-made to only respect me and fulfill all my expectations and say, you are the one with the halo around your head. No. When we expect respect, we can get frustrated and angry because people will not always give us that respect and treatment. It's kind of funny, isn't it? When you're born, people love and respect you. When you die, people love and respect you. In between, you have to manage, you know. Strange. In between, you have to manage your life for some reason. Amanina, manadena. When you expect respect, we can get frustrated because people won't. Today you will come and you will say, Prabhuji, Prabhuji, bahu sarasati katha, ekdam maja aavigi, Prabhuji, ekdam maja aavigi, tame aavjo, haan, vapis aavjo. I don't know what you say in Gujarati, tame again come. You come again, huh, Prabhuji, please. And tomorrow you don't like one thing I say? You guys sitting here will slap me with your comments on social media. You guys sitting here, who are all Prabhuji, Prabhuji, Prabhuji ki jai, respect, bahu saras katha, the same guys. Tomorrow, one little thing here and there, the same guys. The cricket stars from India play very well. Oh, Virat Kohli, Virat Kohli, Virat Kohli, Virat Kohli. And one little wrong, heck, Virat Kohli, they'll slap him, you know. That's what they do. That's what they do. The world will not give us that respect constantly. Amrish gave. Amrish had given him respect, but he felt, no, this is not respect. He drank water before me. Angry, you know. But when you want to give respect, who can stop you? There's no frustration in giving mana dena. In giving respect, giving love, who can stop you? You can keep respecting everyone around and no one's going to stop you from doing that. Therefore, Mahaprabhu said, amanina manadena. It's not just amanina, not wanting respect, but it's manadena, offering respect because there is no obstacle to offering respect to anyone in the world. No one can stop you from doing that. Durvas was angry because his expectation was not met with. His ego was hurt. He drank water. But there's one more reason why he was angry. Are you ready? Shall I share? You know why he was angry? Because he thought Ambarish to be an ordinary householder, grihastha. I am a sannyasi. I am a yogi. I am a tapasvi. I am a hermit. I am a sage who has done so much penance. And this cheap, ordinary, materialistic king who is absorbed in wealth and woman. This is what he was thinking. Sometimes renunciants who wear these kind of clothes can start looking down upon people who are in family life and start thinking, this man is rotting in the materialistic, hedonistic affairs of wealth and woman. He's the one who needs a woman, and I have conquered that lust. I have conquered that lust. I don't need any woman. I am a celibate. I have complete control over my senses. This guy is a lusty crook. You know that ego of being holier than thou can make a person judge another person and thereby commit such kind of grievous mistakes. One lady came to a bank in England and she said, she came into the cash counter. So the lady said at the cash counter, she said, "So madam, what do you want?" Said, "I would like to withdraw £500. She said, "Well, sorry, anything less than £5,000, we don't allow in cash. You can withdraw from the ATM. There's many people in the queue behind, madam. Please go and withdraw from the ATM. If anything more than £5,000, we can give you. But if only anything less than that, £500 is too less to me. Withdraw from the ATM, madam." The lady, old simple lady, she said, "Why?" The cashier said, "Look, ma'am, rules are rules. You get it? Look, there's many people standing there in the queue. You just go to the ATM and withdraw your money. You just need £500, right? 500 quid. Just go there." So the lady said, the old lady said, okay. "Then I want to withdraw all my money. You're not giving 500, I want to withdraw all my money." So then she said, "Okay, give me a moment." The cashier, now she has to, right? She's a client. So she checked. And the lady's account had £3.5 billion. So the cashier was like, "Oh, madam." She said, "Ma'am, look, we're very sorry, but you know, we don't have cash at the moment, £3.1 billion. You'll need to take an appointment tomorrow and come to give that cash." The old lady said, "So how much can you give me?" She said, "Okay, we can give you £300,000 at the moment." She said, "Okay, give me." So the cashier gave £300,000. The lady kept £500 and said, "I want to deposit £299,500 back." Gave it, took the £500 and left it. Therefore, many times when we see someone who is ordinary externally, doesn't mean he or she is poor. Someone might just come to the Bhaktivedanta man and just like that, dressed up, you know, in kind of disheveled hair and dressed, and someone's thinking, kon aa gaya yaar ye bhai, atithi devo bhav, ye atithi hai, ye garib fakir bhikari aaya hai idhar mandir mein, isko atithi bolega bhai, ye atithi hai ye. Are aapko malum nahi hai uska account mein kya kya hai, haveli bandhna hai na usko, mahaprasad khilao. I'll tell you, we cannot judge someone by the externals, can we? This was one of the grievous, most serious mistake Durvasa made. He didn't know that Ambarish was a billionaire. Wealth-wise, he was the billionaire in terms of, you remember we discussed, he was ruling the whole earth. But devotion-wise, he was a billionaire. The devotion he had in his heart, externally he seemed to be a householder living with a wife and children and all of his family and a king ruling and looking at policies and protocols and administration. But internally, the man was so rich in his devotion to Shri Krishna. Ladies and gentlemen, never judge anyone by the cover of the book. Never judge a book by its cover. Some of the greatest devotees of the Hare Krishna mantra, Hare Krishna movement, this color just means that we are trying to serve. Doesn't mean anyone's better than anyone else. Somehow or the other, somehow by your nature and by some reason you are in the renounced order and putting this saffron cloth on as a brahmachari or as a sannyasi, big deal, you know. It's a big deal if we serve nicely, but if we start judging those great wealthy householders sitting here who are way better than sannyasis. Some people sitting here, some simple ladies who seem like some mother to some little children doing her simple homely duties at home, doing a little deity worship, worshipping her deities of Gaurnita and offering a little food to the, giving some prasadam to the family. And sewing a little bit of clothes or making a little garland there for the deities. And poor lady, doing all this is not even noticed by anyone. Someone puts his saffron clothes, sits on a big asana and gives a big sermon. Everyone saying, Prabhuji, 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 just because it's color. You know? And someone out there wearing white and wearing trouser and shirt, wearing Levi's jeans and your St. Laurel's t-shirt and going out to work. Maybe the most wealthy person in devotion, and someone wearing this will be stuck for a million more lifetimes in this world, and someone wearing that probably goes back to God at this life. I'm not saying this is bad or that is great. I'm saying one can't judge anyone by the externals. Don't judge a book by its cover, and that was a great mistake that this gentleman Durvasa did. Are you all with me, by the way?
Yes.
That was a very feeble yes. Are you all with me?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Hare Krishna. The demon, bristly hair, fiery, powerful, strong, with a trident in his hand, came charging towards Ambarish. You may be a great devotee, you may be a great saint, you may be a great king, you may be a great banker, you may be a great lawyer, you may be a great doctor, you may be an engineer, or you may be a simple housewife, you may be a little child. It doesn't matter. The world spares no one. There's always a Durvas Muni for you who has come at your birth. As you were born, your Durvasa was also born. As you came to this world, there was a Durvasa who was born along with you to create hell for you in your life. To send his demons of criticism behind your back, his demons of gossip about you, his demons of politics against you. This is always going to be that avatar of Durvas. Who is there for us, absolutely regardless of who we are and what we do.
Yesterday I received a letter from an anonymous letter. God, this guy bashed me in that letter. Someone from England. And he wrote as anonymous, but I know it's a devotee. Devotee lingo you can understand immediately. I've been in ISKCON for a while. You understand what they speak. Very careful. I'm actually not criticizing you, but, so you know ISKCON. I was just about to come for the talk yesterday. Got ready and everything, and Janakinath Prabhu said, Prabhu, there's a letter for you. So I could talk. I said, letter for me? No one writes letters these days, handwritten ones. Let me see who's written, you know. So I kind of opened it just before I came in, and left, right, center, I got it, you know. And I come for katha in that mind space. Thankfully, Krishna saved me, you know, otherwise I would be crying. He said this, he said that. He did this to me. Amrish didn't keep crying like that. We all do that. Keep cribbing and crying. She's saying this, he's saying this. That Durvasa did this to me. He's sending the demon, he's gossiping about me. That Mataji is envious of me. Hey, stop crying. I'll tell you something. It's just so funny. None of us are spared, you know. And being a devotee doesn't make any difference. Because Krishna doesn't promise you that being a devotee, problems will not come. Has Krishna said anywhere in the Gita? Krishna said, Tams titikshasva. Learn to tolerate. He's not saying, I'll solve those problems for you. He said, I'll learn to tolerate this incense natures of these kind of durvasas. Krishna doesn't say, just because you start chanting Hare Krishna and you put a tilak on your face, tilak which goes like a highway from the nose all the way till your shikha. You know, incredible sharp tilak up there going all the way there. Krishna doesn't say, oh, what a sharp tilak this guy has, you know. He will not have any durvasa in his life. Come on! In fact, the sharper the tilak, the sharper the words of durvasa. Hare Krishna. No one is spared. And today we are discussing the commitment of Ambarish. And the commitment of Ambarish to devotional service gave him an incredible quality. The first one. Acceptance. Where he accepted this fact that I'll try what to do, but beyond that, I cannot do anything. I am an ordinary king sitting here. I can hurl weapons. What can I do? This demon is beyond my control. Accept it. Start learning to accept facts in life that this is how much I can do to solve this problem, and beyond that, it's not in my control. All those who think that life is in our control will get frustrated because it is not. Those Durvasas and the demons created by Durvasas, we can do nothing to deal with those demons. We can try. But beyond the limit, we are helpless. What can Durvasa, what can Ambarish do to deal with this fiery demon? It's too huge. You know what he did? He accepted and stood there. Just stood there. I'm doing a workshop in India on the 11th of May. It's called Living in a VUCA World. I don't know if you've heard of this term called VUCA World. If any corporates here, you may have heard it. I've been speaking about it last 2 years. It's called a VUCA World. V-U-C-A. Volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous. VUCA. V for volatile, U for uncertain, C for complexities, and A for ambiguities. And this even the corporate world talks about. It's a corporate term, not Hare Krishna term. I didn't make this acronym up. It's a normal thing spoken. I'm surprised that many of you are not aware of this term called the VUCA world. The whole title of my seminar is Living in a VUCA World. Of course, it's a business-related seminar. And with a spiritual touch to it. But the whole theme is living in a VUCA world. You know? Hare Krishna. We live in a VUCA world. Things are volatile. Things are uncertain. In a jiffy, tables turn over. Overnight, life changes. We think things are all going fine, and overnight, one little tumor in the body gets malignant. Next morning, the plan for the year is changed. How things change, we just don't know. Ambarish's commitment to the Lord had given him this incredible quality of accepting realities, not being in the mode of denial. When realities are there and we can do nothing about it, we go in that denial mode saying, no, not with me. It's going to happen to me. Come on. It's right there. You can't say, no, the demon's not there. You know an ostrich? You know what an ostrich does? An ostrich is burrowing the head inside the sand and a tiger's coming and say, hey, the tiger's there. No. Idiot, the tiger's behind you. No. Man, the tiger's coming. Close, run. No. Burrowing your head in the sand doesn't deny that the tiger's behind you, does it? People, when they go through these kind of situations, they burrow their head into alcoholism, into substance abuse, into movies, and all kinds of things to forget what is happening and denying realities. Denial is not going to change the realities of life. And commitment to Krishna consciousness and the process of bhakti yoga gives us an incredible quality of acceptance. That I will accept that it's there and I can't do anything. I have to deal with it now. You know what? They say, what is it? They say that you are a male, someone is a male by birth, man by age, but gentleman by choice. Everyone is born a male, ages to be a man, but has to choose to be a gentleman. And as a corollary to that, ladies as well. One is female by birth, a woman by age, but a gentlewoman or a lady by choice. You have to choose. Durvas had acted to be a mental man. Ambarish had acted to be a gentleman. He had acted to be a mental man. In the fury of his rage, he had created a demon with no control over his anger to kill Ambarish. And Ambarish had chosen to be a gentleman without doing anything, standing there. He didn't say, Sudarshan! Sudarshan chal! Hoja shuru! He just stood there, respecting whatever would happen. This is why people say, be positive. Any problem comes, demon standing in front of you. What is the positive attitude? Power of positive attitude. I am positive. Rakshasa, I am positive. What is the positive attitude? Damned it, you know. What are you talking about, positive attitude? The demon's right in front of you. The guy is suffering from cancer and say, na tamne tamne sun na nathi thashu, tu tamne chinta nathi karwani. Chinta nathi karwani is going by, he's suffering with pain. Positive attitude is not bad. It's good. But positive attitude is not the solution. I always say, you know, a man was walking in the street and a bird passed on his head. And the guy said, thank God elephants don't fly. Now, shall I tell you a story? Can I? Okay. I'm sorry. I've said this so many times in my lectures, even here in England. So many times, I didn't realize Krishna was going to put me through this. One day, I was meant to go to a talk to one of the biggest men in the country, India. He'd invited me over home for a lunch and then speaking to him. So I was going to their home. And I got ready, fresh, nice, dhoti kurta going to, super big, you know. So his car was all waiting at the gate and I went. And then we have a garden from the building where I live. And just as I was passing under the tree and bird was passing from above. In front of Prabhupada. Straight on my head. And I didn't, the car's waiting and this, I'm time bound. I didn't have time to go and take a shower. And then I was remembering, when a bird passes on you, thank God elephants don't fly. But it did nothing. The stuff was still on my head. I have to still deal with the stuff, right? So we have a Govinda's restaurant. I went there and there's a little basin there, you know, wash basin. I didn't even touch it. I just put my head. And then I said, can you give me some tissues? And I kind of did it until I came back. That feeling from, you know, if you ever had that till you take a shower, that feeling. It's too much. Positive attitude is not a solution. It's a good adjustment of thought for a short while. The solution is we have to choose to take shelter of the Supreme Lord Shri Hari. To deal with all of these demons that are created because of whatever reason in our life, simply positive adjustment of thoughts does no good. We have to take shelter of the Krishna to deal with these kind of challenges. And therefore, the second aspect after acceptance, that the commitment to his devotional service gave him a second quality, which is courage. Courage to face challenges is not just positive adjustment of thoughts. That courage comes from taking shelter of the omnipotent Shri Krishna. That in, I have faith in him. Avashya rakshishya iti vishwasaha. He will protect me. That shelter is what helps us deal with these kind of fiery demons that the Durvasas in our own life, whoever that might be, create for us. And this is the third aspect. Acceptance, courage. But the Lord has the commitment as well that anyone who takes shelter of me, Sakrideva prapanno yastavasmi tiyachate abhayam sarvada tasmai dadamye tadvratam mama. Lord Ram says to Vibhishan, Sakrit eva prapannoyas. Even if once someone comes to me and says, Tava asmi, I am yours, my dear Lord. Once if someone comes and just genuinely from the core of the heart says, I am your, my dear Lord. Abhayam sarvada tasmai. The Lord says, I offer him fearlessness and protection. Dadami etat vratam, that is my vrata, that is my commitment. If his commitment is acceptance, if his commitment is courage, if his commitment is the choice to turn to me, then my commitment is to offer him that protection in such a situation. As the demon, are you ready? As the demon took that trident with his fiery eyes, charging towards Ambarish Maharaj to go and pierce him and kill him, pounce him down to pieces. Guess what happened? That demon, which was Durvasa's anger, Shukdev Goswami compares him to an angry snake. Kruddha im iva pavaka. Ahi means a snake. Kruddha ahi means an angry snake. Now you don't know what a snake means. Shantanu Prabhu is standing right there, and I can tell you what Shantanu has gone through at our Govardhan Eco Village. He's right there at the back. If you think I'm lying, right there at the back in the white dress and the hoodie, with the hood over his head, is standing Dr. Shantanu Prabhu. And I'll tell you what happened to Dr. Shantanu. He came to our Govardhan Eco Village in Chopati with a few other boys on a sabbatical. I was asked to go till 20 past today, so it's okay, right? As Shukshuti Dharma Puru told me, because we are concluding today, so I am also going at a little easy pace, telling some stories. And then to conclude, I will just fast forward, just about a little bit left now, don't worry. So, you know, he came to over the Niko village and all of these guys with him, and then all the guys were resting, and then he came, he was talking to someone, and then they had these mosquito nets, you know, which is like these domes, with the zips and all that. So they had all these mosquito nets. The lights were all off and he came. And he entered into the mosquito net to rest. And he felt that there's something fishy. Something's not right. That feeling? Dr. Shantanu, right here. And he got that gut feeling. Something's wrong. So then he's wondering what's wrong. So he used his cell phone light to check what's there. There was a cobra sitting with a hood like this. Right? Shantanu's there. Well, Govardhan Eco Village is a very nice place. We welcome you. Once in a while you get something, but not too often. I go there very often. Don't worry, I'm just joking. So, this cobra sitting in, this gentleman is Mr. Cool. He didn't yell, he didn't shout, nothing. He coolly got out of the mosquito net,
turned the zip back on again and trapped the cobra inside and then turned the light on and everyone shouted, "Hey Shantanu, what all is going on?" You know, he said, "No, no, I have something very amazing to show you." All the sabbatical guys got up and said, "What's so amazing? Let's see." So they came and said, "The cobra is sitting." They started yelling and this guy was cool, you know. Snakes and cobras, when they're angry, they can... I'll tell you another story. One devotee, I won't tell which country, which city, real story. In his house, he has snakes as pets. Snakes as pets. The only thing that this gentleman was missing was an Indian cobra in his collection. So he and his wife came to India on a pilgrimage to Vrindavan. Devotees, initiated devotees, you know. Hare Krishna. Amazing, isn't it? So he came to India and he told his wife, "Hey, Jai Shishi Radha Gokulanand ki jai, Shishi Gaur Nitai ki jai, Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ji ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai." I said, we have to add the Indian cobra to our collection. So he went there and caught a snake charmer and purchased an Indian cobra. But how do you take it on the plane? You can't check it in and checked in baggage. It'll die in the checked bag. Who knows? And how do you carry it on handbag? Got the X-ray machine and the guy who's frisking you? So he put it in his bead bag. He had a big bag. He carried the bead bag in his neck. This is the real story. Talking in front of the deities. He put this Indian cobra inside his bead bag. Big bead bag. Put it in his neck. And as he's walking towards the X-ray machine, he's thinking, if this guy's frisk, a man, they'll easily suspicious. So he told his wife, "You put it inside your shirt." Cobra inside the shirt! And the lady also, poor lady, submissive wife, you know, she put that bag, bead bag, with the cobra inside the shirt. And when she came, the lady was frisking. The lady office was frisking this woman. And suddenly this thing started moving inside. So she said, "What's that?" She said, no, some cramps in my stomach." And somehow they got that Indian cobra back to, I'm going to say the city, but I'm not saying, back to wherever they were. And they had it for a long time as a pet. You know, snakes, venomous serpents, and when they are angry, Shukadeva Goswami says, that demon, which was Durvasa's anger, was like an angry serpent. But Ambarish's devotion and the Sudarshan Chakra that the Lord had given him was like a fire, forest fire. If a little serpent, no matter how angry the serpent is, if it enters into a forest fire, certainly that snake will be burnt down to ashes, and there's no doubt about it. This demon came charging. Krishna has taken a vow that will protect anyone who takes shelter of him. In ISKCON Bangladesh, one other terrorist guys there, attacked one American devotee. He was wearing dhoti, kurta, tilak, and this guy came attacking this devotee, and he looked at this American devotee and said, "Are you a Hindu?" And this American devotee said, "I am Gopi Bhartur Kavada Kamalayor Das Dasanu Dasa." He didn't say, "I'm Hindu." He said, "I'm a Das Dasanu Dasa." Now, this guy is from Bangladesh. So he thought, "My God, he's a Bengali, third degree Bengali. Because one surname Bengali is Das. And he's Das Das Das. So he's third degree Bengali. You go, no problem, you go." You know. And he spared him, you know. He spared him. Can you imagine this? Just by saying that I am servant of the servant of the servant, if someone was saved, what if I start feeling that I am the servant of the servant of the servant? And what if I start living by the principle that I am a servant of the servant of the servant? Will that principle not save us? Protection is not of the body. The body has to fall this way or that way. One day some demon of a cancer or some demon of a tuberculosis or some demon of a pneumonia is going to make our body fall apart. Some demon of a heart attack will make our fall body. There's no arguments on that. True protection is that our consciousness doesn't fall. The body will fall. Our consciousness did not stoop low down to those base things which we gave up way behind when we came to Krishna consciousness. You know, one of my greatest fears, I've gone through two surgeries. And one of my greatest fears in those surgeries was, you know, when you get, they give you this complete anesthesia. When you come out of the anesthesia, you speak what is in your mind. You don't know what you when you're awake, everything, you're in control. But when you're given anesthesia and you come out of that, you're not in control. So what is in the mind comes out, and Prabhuji and Vyasasan gives big, big classes, you know. But whoever is close there after coming out of the anesthesia, goodness. So when I was going into the operation theater and the doctor was giving the shot for me to fall unconscious, I prayed, Krishna, bhakt ki laaj rakh lena Prabhu aaj. Main maloom hai bhakt nahi hai, I'm not a devotee, but please, I know I'm nasty, but let it not come forth. Both times, there were different devotees with me, and they told me actually, when I came out, what I spoke. I will not tell you. I am not going to tell you. But I'll certainly tell you one thing. Krishna always offers his protection. I don't want to get into the details of the stories of my personal life, but there have been times when my consciousness was falling so low. And turning to Krishna and taking his shelter, he is the one who protects us from the inside demons. Ambrish had an outside demon. Fortunately for us, we're not going to have that kind of a demon. But there are too many demons attacking inside. And thus only Krishna's protection can save us. He is the Lord, that God, no one like him, was constantly offering shelter and protection. You know, one of our devotees, Adikesho Prabhu, senior devotee in Mumbai, his mother got Alzheimer's. She forgot everything, including her son, daughter, everything. She only remembered two things, three things. The name of her guru, the Panchatattva mantra, and the Hare Krishna mantra. Only three things she remembered. Another story, just before I came to London, and I've taken permission from this gentleman, one of our very wonderful well-wishers and patrons and donors in ISKCON Chowpatti is Mr. Rajay Piramo. Amazing man, incredible man. I meet him very often, he's a very good friend. His mother, suffering from Alzheimer's, has forgotten everything. And me and some other senior devotees, we went to see them. The only thing that lady remembers is the voice of her spiritual guru, the voice of her music guru, and all the bhajans, she remembers them still by everything she's forgotten, her entire memory is erased. I have seen it with my own eyes, and no exaggeration. I've seen it with my own eyes in front of me, this elderly lady singing the famous composition of Shri Tulsidas. Shri Ramachandra Kripalu Bhajamana. You know, she was singing this composition. She remembers the Hare Krishna mantra. When I see these things, I feel tremendous hope. Yes, Krishna is committed to protection. When is he committed to protection? When we like Ambarish are committed to be courageous to take his shelter. Durvasa Muni, he came, the demon came close, and as soon as the demon was reaching towards Ambarish, the Sudarshan Chakra that was waiting that came, charging, fiery. And in the fire of that Sudarshan Chakra, right there, in front of the eyes of Ambarish Maharaj, this demon that was created by the anger of Durvasa was burnt down to ashes. Saved. But then, the Sudarshan Chakra started chasing Durvas. Coming towards Durvas Muni. And Durvas Muni started running helter-skelter for shelter. He started hiding in caves, going inside the oceans, going everywhere on planet Earth, so much so he went to the heavens and the Sudarshan Chakra was chasing him. He went to Brahma Loka and started falling in front of Lord Brahma. My dear Brahma, please! That Sudarshan Chakra is chasing me, save me! Brahma said, sorry.
I can do nothing. He went to Kailash to Lord Shiva. My dear Lord Shiva, please save me. Lord Shiva said, I can do nothing.
Durvas, he came to Vaikuntha in front of Lord Narayan, who was sitting with Lakshmi. The verse says, Srinivasa Shriyasaha.
Srinivas, Lord Narayan, and Shri, Lakshmi, both sitting there. And Durvas came and fell at the lotus feet of Lord Narayan, saying, my dear Lord Narayan, it is your chakra. I am going chakram. It's your chakra. Save me from this fiery chakra, my dear Lord.
And what Lord Narayan said is amazing. That section is the most beautiful part of the story, on which His Holiness Shivaram Swami Maharaj has written an entire book just on these few verses, called Aham Bhakta Paradhino. Lord Narayan started speaking to Durvas and said, sorry Durvas, neither Lakshmi nor me can do anything for you. Tame jao. Hum helpless chu. Tu chu chu. You go. I can do nothing. And Lord Narayan started glorifying his devotees. Aham bhakta paradhino. I am under the control of my devotee. Just like a wife will bring the husband under her. No, this is a verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam. No, I'm not saying it myself. Just like a chaste wife will bring the husband under her control by her chastity and love. Similarly, my devotees have brought me under their control by their love. One little boy came to his mother and said, Mummy, when will I grow up so much that I can go out without asking you? Mother said, even your father's not grown up so much. Don't worry, you relax. you chill. Even your father's not so grown up. You take it easy. Now, I have seen many ladies controlling their husbands like anything, which is a good thing. You should keep them in your control. Otherwise, these guys are reckless. They'll go anywhere. Keep them in the control. And most times, ladies control their husbands not out of force. There's a bonding of love and a relationship where the guy is a big boss outside, but when he comes home, by his sweet will, he submits to the love of his wife. This is how the Lord submits to the will of His devotee by His own sweet will. The devotee controls the Lord because the devotee loves the Lord so much. And then the Lord said to Durvasa, Sadhunam Ridayo Mahyam, Sadhunam Ridayam Twayam. I reside in the heart of my devotees and my devotees reside in my heart. I can't do anything for you. Sorry. Narad Muni once was going to Ayodhya to see Lord Ram, and Hanumanji was sitting there. Hanumanji said, hey, where are you going, man? Narad Muni said, I'm going to see Lord Ram. Said, really? Hanuman said, can you do me a favor, please? He said, yeah. What? He said, when you go to Lord Ram, there's a diary that Lord Ram has. Secretly, just ask him if he can show you the diary, and just check if my name is in that diary. In that diary, the Lord has written all the names of His devotees. I want to see if my name is there also. So Narad Muni went and said, Lord Ram said, how is everything, Narad Muni? Good, good, good. Everything is nice, going, good, good, good. Everything fine, 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 fine. All other friends. Then Narad Muni said, Ram, I heard you have a diary. Can I see it? So yeah, why not? So Lord Ram pulled a big diary. And Narad Muni took that diary. And he was not searching for his name, Hanuman's name. He's saying, my name is there or not, let me see first. So he started searching for his name and he's going by the list, his name is not there. And then he found last at the bottom, last name was Narada. I said, Hanuman's not there? I said, yeah, Hanuman's such a great devotee, his name not there. So then suddenly as Lord Ram was walking, a small diary fell off. Narad Muni picked up that small diary and opened the small diary, and the first page, first name was Hanuman. So then Narada asked Lord Ram, what is this business, big diary, small diary? This business, two diaries you're carrying. What is this diary? Lord Ram said, the big diary is the names of all those devotees who constantly think of me. Narada was happy that I am there in that diary. I am constantly, the Lord is in my heart all the time. And then he said, what about the small diary? Lord Ram said, the small diary is the diary of those devotees whom I constantly think of. And Hanuman is on the first in that list. Of course, the fact is that the Lord thinks of both equally, but in a pastime, he's telling us that how the devotee is in the heart of the Lord, and the Lord is in the heart of the devotee. Lord Narayan told Ambarish, Durvas, the only person who can forgive you is Ambarish. When one offends a devotee, the only person who can forgive that person is a devotee only and not even the Lord. The Lord is helpless. And you know why the Lord gets so hurt when his devotee is hurt? Because the Lord loves his devotees. If you love your wife, your parents, your child, and someone comes to hit him or criticize him, you'll like it? Won't you be angry? Won't you be upset? Why is the Lord upset? Because he loves his devotees. And thus, Durvasa Muni came running all the way to that same fellow he had thought, this fellow wearing white, this fellow with a wife and wealth, this fellow with, you know, a king, and this fellow dealing with all money and pound and shillings, pence man. You know, this fellow, he was saying all the time, you know. That's what he had thought about him. And when the Sudarshan Chakra chased, he realized, not a fellow. You know, he's a big guy, you know. This is when Durvasa came and fell at the feet of Ambarish Maharaj. The picture right behind me here, the Sudarshan Chakra chasing, and Durvasa Muni came and offered him prostrated obeisances at the feet of Ambarish. The Sudarshan Chakra, Sudarshan. Darshan means to see. And the light of the Sudarshan Chakra doesn't simply give light to the sun and the moon. The light of the Sudarshan Chakra reveals the truth. And right here in the palace, the Sudarshan Chakra gave darshan to who is great? A sannyasi? A tapasvi? Who is incensed by his ego? Wants respect? Is power thirsty? Crazy in passion? Or a householder? A guy dressed in white, living with a wife, with wealth, ruling the world, having administrative and worldly responsibilities. Sudarshan clarified who is who. In the light of that chakra, there is no darkness and illusion. Clarity to see. Sudarshan. It clearly revealed who is who. Who is great? A yogi or a bhakta? A yogi who is sitting or a bhakta? Who is taking shelter of the Supreme Lord. I'm not against pranayam, by the way. It's a good thing to... I also do it. It's a good thing to control our health and all that. But it doesn't change the ego. Pranayam is good to keep your health in place. Pranayam doesn't humble the ego. It's Krishna, chanting of holy names of Krishna, that humbles the false ego. Sudarshan showed, who is great? A sannyasi or a grihastha? A yogi or a bhakta? A tapasvi or a samrat raja? Everyone saw. And Shukdev Goswami in the Srimad Bhagavatam, with the light of the Sudarshan, through light in all of our hearts, for all times to come, that no externals define the process of devotional service. No external can be a barrier to advancement in bhakti. One can be anywhere, one can be anyone, and can be the most exalted without having to go to the Himalayas as a renunciant sage and putting on saffron. No, one doesn't have to do that. And guess what? That man, to whom this guy was so furious at, was so furious. He called him Nrishamsa. He called him Abhakta. He called him Ishamanina. He called him Shriyonmatta. We heard that. He sent a demon to kill him. When he fell at the feet, he didn't say, Maja chakhaya, tu mar. Sudarshan, kaat usko, tu kaat. Uske tukde tukde kar de, Sudarshan, maja chakha de. He didn't say that. Because when one spiritually evolves, then the other aspect that comes by commitment to devotional service is the greatest virtue of forgiveness. The Bhagavad Mahapuran teaches us who is a bhakta. As he lay down there, he started praying to Sudarshan. You can read that. I'm not getting into details for paucity of time. This Ambarish Maharaj starts offering prayers to the Sudarshan Chakra, glorifies Sudarshan and says, Sudarshan, please leave him. Please leave him. The perpetrator of your suffering, please leave him. Ambarish says, if I have followed all my vows properly, please leave him. If I have not made any breach in my devotion to the Lord, please leave him. And then the Sudarshan Chakra becomes silent, peaceful, retrieves itself. Forgiveness is the greatest virtue of a devotee.
Kokilanam swaro rupam stri rupam pativratam vidya rupam kurupanam kshama rupam tapasvinam. Chanakya Pandit Vichila Prabhupada quoted this verse again and again. What is the beauty of different individuals? Kokilanam swaro rupam kokila. The kakubad has no physical beauty. It's black in color. Compared to the peacock, this kakubad is just pitch dark. There's no physical beauty there. What is the beauty of the kaku? Who cares about the external beauty? It's sweet voice. Kokilanam swaro rupam. Stri rupam prativratam. The beauty of a woman is her loyalty. Vidya rupam kurupanam. A kurup, an ugly person. And what is the beauty of an ugly person? His education, knowledge. And tapasvi. What is the beauty? Tapasvi, hermit, but Prabhupada said devotee. What is the beauty of a devotee? Kshama rupam. Forgiveness. Chanting 16 rounds will only work when we chant one more mantra along with this Mahamantra. You don't have to chant it on your beads. You don't even have to say it. You have to practice it. There's only one mantra. The holy name will only work when this one mantra is practiced in life. You know, you want to hear the mantra? Two words in Hindi. Chhod do. Let go. We can't let go. The holy name is not working, taking us back to Godhead. Forgiveness is the greatest virtue of a saint. Ambarish forgived Durvasa. Durvasa glorified Ambarish Maharaj. And Ambarish Maharaj, for that 1 year, he had waited for Durvasa to come back. 1 year he was going around with Sudarshan behind. 1 year he hadn't taken any meal. Even after all this. Then he sat Durvasa down, fed him. And then Durvasa said, you also ate, my dear king. Ambarish Maharaj, after 1 year, that Dwadashi, today is Ekadashi. You expect tomorrow no fast breaking. 1 year, next time when I come for Bhagavad Katha, that time you will get prasadam. Prabhuji, we will give you courage to send a demon. You kill, you die, you know. Ambarish Maharaj pacified Durvasa. Durvasa left glorifying the compassion of Vaishnavas and devotees unto the Supreme Lord. And this is how the episode of Ambarish ends. Shukdev Goswami gives us a blessing. Anyone who attentively listens to the story will certainly get devotion unto the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. Anyone who gets attentively listens to the story, the doors to liberation will certainly open for him. And thanks to Srila Prabhupada for giving us the Bhaktivedanta manner, for bringing Radha Gokulananda to us. Thanks to Srila Prabhupada for giving us his books. Thanks to Srila Prabhupada for giving us devotees. Thanks to Srila Prabhupada for giving us the holy name. That we have the role model of Ambarish, whose character, whose culture, and whose commitment to devotional service was unparalleled. My sincere gratitude to the organizers of this Bhagavad Katha and gratitude to all of you for coming. The conclusion of Bhagavatam is Nama Sankirtanam Yasya Sarva Papa Pranashanam Pranamo Dukkha Shamanas Tam Namami Harim Param. That is the last verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam. The conclusion is Nama Sankirtanam Yasya, chanting of the holy names of Shri Krishna. So we'll conclude our Bhagavad Katha tomorrow in the way the Srimad Bhagavatam concludes, by the chanting of the holy name. And if you want the Bhagavad Katha to benefit you completely, you can't say tomorrow lecture nathi ne hone aavano nathi. Your Bhagavad Katha will only be complete when you participate in Naam Sankirtan. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.